White Sands National Monument is distinctive for two reasons. First, it's 143,000 acres of mammoth sand dunes, alkali flats, bowls, and basins. And it's not just plain old beach sand. Gypsum is plentiful out in these parts. Crystalline form called selenite is degraded through rain and wind. It breaks down to a talcum powder consistency that doesn't readily absorb the sun's energy, and thus we encountered sand dunes that remained cool to the touch of bare feet. And the silky smooth surface makes for delightful sand sledding and adventures down the steep dune faces. The second distinction of the National Monument is that it is entirely surrounded by the White Sands Missile Range and Holloman Air Force Base. So there are times when the monument is closed to visitors during missile launches, but fortunately closures are usually not more than an hour or two. But don't let that shy you away from a visit to the dunes, as it really is an otherworldly experience. There is a solitude and a tranquility to be found out here that's soothing and healing to the soul. While staying in nearby Las Cruces, New Mexico, we made a memorable day trip to the dunes for some sand sledding and a tour of the visitor center. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join us at White Sands National Monument for a visit with Kathy Denton, National Park Ranger Educational Specialist, and her associate, Tara Cavalier, National Park Ranger Visual Information Specialist. We're at White Sands National Monument with Kathy Denton, an Educational Specialist with the National Park Service. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. What a wonderful surprise this place is.
It is a wonder to see, yes.
Tell us about some of the not-to-be-missed things to do and see here.
Well, the first thing you have to do is stop in our visitor center and kind of get a lay of the land, because as you drive into the park, there's some very interesting things to see along the way, but you want to make sure you go in all the way the 6 miles to see the heart of the dunes with the big, white, glistening sand dunes. That's a must.
And I think what's really cool about the sand dunes, it's totally hands-on, and tell us about sledding on the dunes.
Yes, one of the things that we encourage people to do is take their shoes off and walk barefoot in the sand, because it's always soft and cool to the touch, and you have to go sledding. Mm-hmm. That's taking a plastic disc and sliding down the slip face of the dune. A lot of fun, doesn't hurt the resource. Everybody enjoys it, mom, dad, kids, everyone.
And you don't have to bring your sled. It's an interesting process, isn't it, about renting or buying one and then turning it back in?
Our White Sands gift shop, one of our concessions here at White Sands, does sell the sleds. Keep the receipt. They will buy it back from you, so we recycle them through. So, if you want to keep it, you can keep it. Mm-hmm. They do sell the wax. It makes the sleds go a little faster, and it's a great activity.
Just hiking the dunes, it's like going to North Africa or someplace, isn't it?
We have some incredible hikes. We have hikes in all different areas of the dune field, short and long. So if you want to do 5 miles, we have one of those. We have a very short, third of a mile boardwalk that's great for folks that don't want to go too far. But you're in the dunes, so you get a chance to see the plants, maybe a few animals, maybe a few lizards, and also the dunes.
Personally, I love running and jumping down the dunes. You're almost floating through space because you can just, such a soft landing.
It is a soft landing. It is, the sand is very soft, so you don't have to worry about hurting yourself. And yes, lots of people run and jump and roll and just have a great time while they're here.
Talk a moment about flora and fauna at the White Sands National Monument.
Well, we have lots of plants and animals. Now, you're only going to see the tracks of many of the animals because they're mostly nocturnal, but there's lots of tracks to be seen. We have a few earless lizards that'll come out to show themselves, a few of the stink bugs. We have beautiful plants that bloom actually all the way into the summer. Yuccas, stickbush, centaury plant, very beautiful plants out here.
And tell us about a movie that you show people. Tell us about that, what they would experience.
Well, the Visitor Center is a historic building, but we have new displays, a year old, and our 17-minute orientation film gives you a great overview of plants, animals, and geology here at White Sands. It's a must to see so that you kind of know what you're getting into and what to look for.
For the visitor coming to New Mexico, where are you located?
Well, we're in south-central New Mexico, so you head south from Albuquerque. We're close to Alamogordo and Las Cruces, so a little bit east from Las Cruces, about 50 miles, and only 13 miles outside of Alamogordo.
And then some people fly into El Paso to here, don't they?
Yes. So from El Paso, if you fly in, which is our closest airport, we're only about an hour and a half or about 100 miles from El Paso, go straight north.
Talk about the typical visitor here. Where do they go from here, and where did they go before? Do some people stay out here? Are there motels nearby?
Well, Alamogordo is the closest town, so plenty of motels and places to eat and lots of things to do in Alamogordo. But we're the main attraction, so you can come to White Sands and spend several days here. If you'd like to backcountry camp, we have camping, but it's packing primitive camping. We do have some local parks that you can stay in if you have an RV. And then there's lots of hiking, definitely sledding. Come see our movie, come see a couple ranger programs. We always give a very beautiful nature walk just before sunset every evening.
And pushing on from here, where would you recommend somebody go visit next?
I would say go to Las Cruces and sample some of the cuisine, go to Hatch for the chilies. If you go to Alamogordo, the New Mexico Museum of Space History, we've got our historical museum, the Three Rivers Petroglyphs, Cloudcroft, Ruidoso, Roswell. We've got tons of stuff to do in the area.
For further information,
contact any of the Chambers of Commerce of the cities I've just mentioned, or call White Sands National Monument at 575-479-6124, extension 236, and we'll be glad to mail you or send you onto our website, nps.gov/whsa.
Perfect. Kathy Denton, Educational Specialist with the National Park Service at White Sands National Monument, thank you.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Mine too. This has been a great day. Come along and let's join Park Ranger Tara Cavalier for a walk through the dunes.
My name is Tara Cavalier. I am the Visual Information Specialist here at White Sands National Monument. Essentially, that means that I do a lot of publications, websites, a few tours, and White Sands National Monument was founded by President Hoover in January of 1933. It was originally, or it was made a monument, there was a kind of a tug of war going on in the local community as to what they wanted to do with the dune field. And some people were proponents of turning it into a commercial quarry to take the gypsum out and use it for commercial purposes. Others were of the mindset that this is kind of a special place. Nobody else has gypsum for recreation, so they wanted to preserve the monument.
Pretty forward thinking at the time.
Absolutely. At the time, we had one gentleman come forward and champion the idea of turning it into a park, and that was Tom Charles. And he has a famous quote that everybody has commercial gypsum. We are lucky enough to have the only recreational gypsum. So he was actually able to get the movement going forward to get this turned into a national park.
And again, what period of time was this?
Again, that was January 18th, 1933, when it was officially made a monument. So this would have been the 20s and 30s. 33 became a monument. Then we had the WPA, the Works Progress Administration, come through, and they actually began building the visitor center and the quarters that you see up in the front of the park. They were finished in 1938, and they are constructed of adobe, so it is a real adobe. From that point on, our visitation has grown exponentially. It started out with, I think, the first year they had a few thousand people, like 2,000 or 3,000. We're up to 500,000 people a year right now come through this park. We're one of the most visited parks in New Mexico.
If somebody came here, what would be the not to be missed, the kind of the highlights, the most memorable parts of an experience out here?
Oh, there's so many. Sunset is definitely one thing that you want to experience out here. We have brilliant sunsets. To that end, we have sunset stroll every night. We take visitors out on about a half a mile hike and explain about the dunes, and then we have them back up on the top of a dune for sunset. We do our full moon nights. The full moons are absolutely beautiful out here. So we do our full moon nights May through October, where you're just sitting under, listening to a concert under the full moon. Then, of course, just enjoying the sand in general. You know, a lot of people think that it's just a big pile of sand, and it's really not. There's so much more to it. It's a lot more than just a big sandbox.
And there's a diversity of the dunes.
Yes, there is. We have hundreds of animals that live out here. The ecology here is actually very pristine. We keep it as pristine as possible. Several predators like the kit fox, the badger, would be at the top of the food chain within the park itself. And then, of course, we have plenty of endemic species, like the special adaptations, like the bleached earless lizard, the little blue whiptail, and the prairie lizard, which have all adapted to be white to match the sand. Pocket gophers,
talk briefly about sand dune sledding. That sounds cool.
Okay. Everybody loves the sand sledding. We recommend the sand sledding. It takes place out in the loop area of the drive. It's very popular. It's just like a sledding on snow, except there's a little trick to it. You have to kind of build up a track. You got to stay in the same spot to kind of build up the speed. Otherwise, the friction kind of slows you down. But it's a lot of fun. People come out here from all over just to do the sand sledding.
And is there a fee for it? How does that work for the visitor?
Nope, there's no fee. You're also welcome to bring your own stuff in, too. We had people come out here with skis and with snowboards. We even had one guy bring out a surfboard with a sail on it.
Oh, wow. Kind of. Yeah.
And he was sand surfing out there because February through March we get really good winds. You'll see people doing all kinds of things out there, kite flying, everything.
For further information, Tara.
For further information, you can either visit our website at www.nps.gov/WHSA or you can give us a call at 575-479-6124, extension 236.
Thank you, Tara.
You're welcome.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from White Sands National Monument, not too far from Las Cruces, New Mexico. The nearest inbound airport is El Paso, Texas, about a 100-mile drive away.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez, Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.